Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, bloody hell, they've been consistent the last month. What's happening? Well, we did say before, we are trying, we do try. And we're back again. And we will, for a change, get back onto, well, straight onto, rather, the correspondence. Because we've been threatening to do it. We have, but...
Do you remember the times when we had no correspondence?
Yeah. Early days.
How many episodes in was it before we had was it Danny J?
I don't know, probably like 12 or
it
something.
It was a while, it was a while. I remember when you told me that we've actually got a message for the first time.
Yeah, he was the original James, weren't he? just another lad chatting shit. I mean, I wonder what ever happened to him. Like, he must still be listening.
Maybe. Have you seen their views on YouTube?
Not for a little
one
while.
One of them's got like 22 views. I know that's not good, but then like, obviously.
But again, because though we haven't done a video record for a long time well, have we? If people are still listening on YouTube, obviously, if you didn't know, you can listen to it. Listen to us. On the YouTubes, I'll do it sometimes myself with podcasts. Just whack them on the YouTube and just plod along listening to them. To be fair, I know I've said about it before because my signal's terrible by mine, and it literally is like from 8:30 to about 5:30, 6:30, something like that during the day. I'm convinced that they're fucking pressing a switch. And it's the same spots around because it's not even like where the overhead electric lines are. Like, I'd understand if I was underneath that or within like, 20 meter radius that the electric's going to be fucking messing with your phone signal. But it's not. It's the same spots. As soon as I get into the park, on and off there, and then fucking the one end, this end, fucking up body has to run that. And it just fucking does me in.
One newer.
It really fucking does. So I've got several podcasts already downloaded on the YouTube on my phone, ready to listen through to. And then I've already got a backup of music downloaded on YouTube Music, in case. It's just so annoying. I just want to be dissociated with the outside world. I can't raw dog it. Just fucking walking around listening to nature. It's just plus. I even did it earlier when I left your brother's before coming to here. I did quickly nip into the woods and there was the EE geezer trying to fucking flog the broadband. And he's looked to me, I've got my headphones on, and I'm just fucking, I'm looking at them escalators, I'm just fucking straight up. And as I've got up there, there were some other ones with the British Legion, and he's fucking waved right in my face. I was like, mate, I already fucking donate every month. Oh, nice one. And I carried on walking, and as I'm coming back, the same geezer with EE, he's literally waving, he's stood right in front of me. You're all right, mate. I was like, not today, bud. I'm not interested. But I do need better internet because Virgin, I still have dramas. Again, I know it's stuff. We will get onto the correspondence. I've just fucking got myself into a ranting mode, I know. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like, I can't have a shit and be connected to fucking Wi-Fi 5 meters away from the hub. It's just stupid.
That's not mine.
No, fucking Virgin. Shit. The internet company. We're not getting back onto the topic of last week's. To be fair, correspondent related, there was a couple of the WhatsApps and that. They were quite interested in our views on on the today's societies.
Should we jump into them ones first then? Or?
Well, it was just literally just a couple of people. That was a good listen. Looking. Love the topic and that. Because there was some, I don't even know what we spoke about before, but there was messages about that one. We probably should put a bit more prep into some things. I don't know, different topics maybe.
Maybe. I mean, last week's one was a bit different, wasn't it, in terms of what we spoke about and how we spoke about it, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think we did do well, me in particular, to be relatively PC about it all as well.
Yeah, now you have obviously you've got to have the jokes with it, but then you've got to have that seriousness. You've got to have that balance, mate.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I won't get it too into depth about it, but even after the pods, when I was back home, I sent you something, and then I'll give my natural reaction to it. I just think it's going to be funny as me little lad does grow up. I will be a bit old school. Like, oi, don't be like that. Just give him a slap. Fucking stop being that. it's good to know that people are appreciating the content.
It kind of validates it, doesn't it, sometimes? Yeah. And it is always nice to get validation.
But otherwise, if there's anything that you lovely people see, I don't know, any surveys or anything that you see and you think I want to hear your opinions on it, or just topics in general, it doesn't have to be a survey, then do let us know. Links are always in the description. realtalkingpod@gmail.com. The hotline, it has been a long time since I've read it out now. So 07470.
While JD's doing that, shout out to anyone who tried to call the hotline. You know, hopefully it wasn't just a cold call and he was an avid listener wanting to hear more from JD.
Hopefully it was. if the hotline had credit on it, then I would give you a call back. But otherwise, if you wanna call back again, I will have the phone switched on this time, or maybe. Yeah, I was close. Well, I got the first bit wrong. So 07470-488-096 hotline number. X Twitter @AshandJD. You know, it's all there. Again, I haven't even been on the Twitter for ages. We could have a load of fucking messages on there. Apologies if you have gone onto the Twitter and dropped us a fucking message or two. I mean, surely if I should have an email saying I got a message.
No, I think you can. You have to turn that on, that notification, or off.
You know what? I should probably have a. I'm saying I should probably have a look now. It probably won't even fucking load up, will it? I can't. There's the app. Yeah, all the prep on this podcast. You know, yeah.
It'd be interesting if we do have messages now, or it'd be disappointing if we don't now.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not going to log in because I haven't been on it in that long. I think I'm going to have to do it properly when I got more time. But yeah, we shall get into the correspondence. Was a question from Dean, and he's asked, there's 100 cocks on the wall.
Yeah.
How many are you joking on?
None.
Gay! So, you're not going to choke on any any of the cocks because, because you've got that much of a
gag wavelength, yeah, a tolerance.
Just not straight down.
That's a proper question.
Yeah. So I think the only answer is we won't be sucking any of them.
Yeah.
None of them would be going in our mouths to have the chance of either choking or enjoying it. But yeah, no, that was appreciated. That was Dean.
Yeah, thanks, Dean. you straight up gay.
So getting on to it, Lauren wanted the gossip last week, didn't she? So it was going back to the wife's friend's secret relationship.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And there was potential, a potential drama in the making because his ex constantly fucking wanting favours and then they don't want it public in the workspace and whatever. And she wanted the goss. I didn't care to ask originally. I did ask in the end since she wanted to know. Basically, nothing's happened. Oh. They've had a little bit of a chat. They're still together and they're not going public with it. So, yeah, unfortunately, there is not enough to report. But hopefully it was worth the wait for Lauren. You know,
well, you did build the suspense, so.
Yeah, you know, potential happy ever after. But I don't know, it can be. Because like, even my missus didn't know about it for, well, until like a couple of weeks ago, really. So, like, if you're not going to tell people, well, what's the point? Like,
yeah.
Why have a secret? Because it does feel like an affair.
Yeah.
If it's just all in secret. I thought she was a lesbian as well, to be fair. I've only met her once, but...
Why was she giving you those feels, mate?
Because I knew she didn't have a fella, and I just assumed... Well, I was under the impression she didn't have a fella.
Okay.
And yeah, I just assumed then that she was gay.
Gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but yeah, just felt that way.
Right.
So yeah. Fair play to her. I mean, she might swing both ways. I don't know. I haven't asked that question. Lauren, I might ask that question. Just depends. There's a lot of stuff going on when I get back home in a bit. So whether I have enough time, you know, I've got to sink 10 cans of lager or something as well. So there's a lot to try and squeeze into us. I am dying for a beer, to be fair. Been a long week. Fucking hell. Oh, I've only been doing stuff at your brother's as well. Fucking weird. So yeah, that was the goss there. We got asked this the other week as well. So V said they got a bad tattoo the other day, and it's only now that it started healing that it can see the poor quality. So they're asking our advice, do we think they should complain or go straight to having it removed?
I mean, if you complain, I don't know what the outcome would be because they can't make it any better. So I would just, if you're not happy with it, I would just get it removed because it just... Look, but, and you're supposed to let it set and fade a little bit before, like a few years before you can have it removed.
Otherwise, it takes longer.
I'm sure it takes more sit-ins and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest, because I've never looked into it. But
it's odd me because I haven't got tattoos. I've always wanted them, but for that reason, I've never had one. Just that fear of it not being to the quality that I expect. Well, you've got a few tattoos, haven't you?
Yeah. But I'd lean more onto the complain, and then if it's not, if they can't fix it, because obviously it depends on what it is. If it's just that lines aren't straight enough,
yeah,
like outer edging lines, and they can be straightened up and more shadowed and stuff. So if they can't fix it, then probably have a look at a cover-up of sorts, because again, yeah, it depends on how big it is, but then as well.
Wouldn't have the same tattoo artist, maybe go to the same shop.
You'd have to go to the same shop.
But yeah, what I'm saying, don't have the same geezer or person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Tattoo artist.
Yeah. What I was going to say is when you go in there, don't they sketch it on beforehand anyway? or do they not all sketch?
Yeah, so you do have the sketch, and then it's transferred onto a blue line or whatever. But still, just depends on the artist, because it's whether they've done the sketch, because I've done it myself, where I've taken in a picture, and then it's been copied and pasted essentially onto. Even with my brother's first tattoo, because when I was in college, a lot of the time I'd be because I knew what I was doing, I'd just be sketching. And that was his first tattoo. I'd give it to the shop, and they just literally copied over it and then whacked it onto his arm. If it's something that they've taken, because you can print it off onto the trace paper essentially. Roll the ink on it and whack it on. And so, the stencil could have been perfect, but if they're not, again, it depends on the body types and stuff.
And
as well.
I suppose where it is on the body as well.
Because if you're not stretching the skin enough, or if you're stretching it too much, as it compresses back or stretches back out, it can look a bit funny. I think just to outside of that situation, complain and then see if you can get it rectified or covered up or something. But for future ones, again, depending on what style and stuff, you have to do a lot of research into a tattoo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have to get that right person that does that. Because there's loads of different artists that do different. There's ones that do more specialties when it comes to face, more the anime side. So, it depends on what you've got and where it is on your body. But I suppose, maybe complain. See what they say, and then see if you can get a cover up. Hopefully, it's not too in your face in terms of where it is, so you see it constantly.
Yeah, but there is a lot of people out there that love having a shit tattoo, so they'll have banana and OG smiley face and a little shitty Sonic or something. So depending on what it is that you had, whether you could go down that route and just start ruining the rest of your body that way.
Yeah, I remember when David Beckham got his sleeve tattooed, and I remember going to a tattoo shop. And he kind of drew it on my arm, not a pen and such, but he put it on my arm of what we're speaking about. And I was like, I was like, we've got to, because this was when I was in Wales, I was like, we've got to go back, but I'll come up. I took his number. And I'm glad I didn't have it done, because now everyone's got a sleeve tattoo.
Well, it's like the
the hand tattoo,
the hand tattoo, but the
line or the roses,
clock face and stuff. The amount of the stopwatch, the rose
it's all the same now, isn't it?
It's hard to be original with a lot of these tattoos now. I'd like to get more done, to be fair, but it's just getting around to it, really.
What would you want done?
Well, for a long time, I've wanted to have the Power Rangers and stuff. Getting some of the Pokemon ones, because I've seen some good artists that can do the Pokemon tattoos.
I don't know what the style is called in terms, when you have loads of little tattoos, so it's not a sleeve, but you have loads of.
Yeah, so it's like a compilation of different ones. Because that was one that I wanted on one of my legs, was essentially hexagons, so like a beehive, if you cut into that and you see the hexagon shape going around. So I wanted that, and then a Pokemon in one, Goku or something in another, and bang them around, because with that you can always add another one on.
You can keep going as far as you want, and you just keep the pattern going.
Because I haven't seen anyone with that, and I thought that was unique in a sense. But again, I just never got round to getting onto that, to be fair.
Well, in terms of, should we think you should go and complain?
Complain initially. Obviously, don't go in all guns blazing, because you want to get it rectified.
Yeah, you don't want to annoy, but
again, because a lot of them are sound, and then it's their reputation as well. If you're not happy with it, and you was to, on the social media sort of things, complain about it and say, this is what I've had from this artist, then it's ruining their future customers and stuff. So, just be a bit savvy with it. And then, obviously, that has been a couple of weeks since that message was sent. So hopefully It is looking a little bit better now.
Yeah, if you have done anything about it, please let us know, actually.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, it should be fully healed by now. Because I've found that with mine, I don't know if it's my skin type or something, but you can feel like the skin raised on the actual tattoo itself.
Okay.
And then the one on my leg, my left fucking calf log, always get a lot of ingrown hairs in it. I don't know why. The missus loves it, man. Fucking, obviously, because it's just a hairy leg, ain't it? Yeah. But she'll fucking go get the tweezers and fucking pull the hair out.
Come a surgeon. Yeah.
Always fucking hurts. Like,
yeah.
If you do it yourself, fine, ain't it? Like, you get the little sting.
It's a dig in, don't they?
Yeah, fucking just gets right in. I'm like, you just got to pull the hair?
Yeah,
and then
literally.
The little bit of pus, just fucking just push it out. Nah, fucking, oh, could have got it. I'm like,
so look, it bleeds.
Yeah, I'm like, leave the root. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's a hair follicle. But, you know, for some reason, it's just fucking... Yeah. Gone in.
I don't want plastic surgery. Yeah, I just want to, yeah.
Leave me. Fucking these bitches, man. So, yeah. I think. Do I want to? Yeah, I'll get it out of the way.
Mate, he baits you every week. Don't fall for it. Look, honestly, he baits you every week. I know who you. James, stop doing it to him. You're upsetting my mate.
Nah, to be fair, like, you know, it is a bit more of a banter on this one. So he says, at least the season's over now that we've secured the Prem. To be fair, they have. Arsenal have fucking...
Yeah, I was going to say, really because you've got no faith in anyone else. But I will say this, though. He did say at the beginning of the season that they're winning. We'd be like, nah, we was like, they're, and they have won it in March, so to speak.
Yeah.
No, not technically, but there's a good
they
ass.
Have,
yeah.
Because I think it's 13 points or maybe even more of a gap.
I think it is 13 points because Arsenal drew, didn't they?
Yeah, because I think it was 11 before the midweek games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'd have to lose five games and Arsenal still win every game.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to happen, is it? So, yeah, congrats on that, mate. Be interesting next season. I know we've said it a couple of times already, but, you know, is Salah going to stay? Van Dijk, is he going to fucking extend as well? Trent, is he going to go to Madrid? And then if those players go, what replacements are going to come in. Mm-hmm. So next season will be interesting. But yeah, he says that I just need to worry about the packed lunches at Old Trafford.
And he's not, he's not lying.
Now, I'm not going to worry about it. It is a frustrating topic, to be fair, with all the bullshit that's going on. It's just a nuisance because it's the little people that are losing out, you know, these people that have been made redundant, another 200 this week. And then, you know, all the leaks are coming out where it's soup and sandwiches in the canteen. It's only the first team. Not even all of the coaching staff is allowed to have a proper meal, which is fucking stupid. It's sad. It's the state of the club at the moment. It's just ridiculous. And the fact that it's still the Glazers that are doing it, even though it's Ineos that are fucking fronting it and like showing face for it, they can't do all the like decisions without the Glazers saying, "Yeah, go ahead with that." So it's just frustrating. You know, we needed a full sale. I said it at the time. Didn't have to be Qatar, but it's so fucking bad. And I'm a little bit gutted, really. We could have done with getting relegated. I know it still mathematically is possible, but you know, if we got relegated, that's more money that the club's going to lose. So it would force Ineos and the Glazers to sell, essentially.
Right. Yeah. So someone could buy with money and then basically,
do all the right things.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just debt, money down the drain, and then you know, letting people off that are on minimum wage, 40 grand maximum a year, they're saving like 8 million.
Yeah.
Whereas fucking, you know, Mason Mount's been paid like 18 million to play 11 games for United. Fucking Luke Shaw, you know, God knows how much he's been paid to fucking be injured over his whole time at fucking United. You know, it's just fucking money wasted.
Yeah.
I know Marcus Rashford has says that he wants to pledge his future to Aston Villa, which I think that's laughable.
Yeah, is that... Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think he's only coming out with that at the moment just to try and keep the Villa fans on side for him. I find it strange how they're all... I don't know if it is all the Villa fans, but the majority that I'm hearing from and seeing online and that, they love him and they want him to stay. Just hold on the rest of the season. Just see what comes out of it, because he didn't do much the other day. Didn't start on the bench. Come on. Didn't fucking change anything. Yeah, we got the two assists again before, but we all want him to perform well, because it means we can get, you know, 34 more million for him. All the Chelsea fans, I mean, that was your pick at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And they're not doing well now. But I know they had a good win the other day, but the...
Yeah, overall, yeah, the past few weeks, they fell off, didn't they?
Yeah, they were in a title race and then they just dropped off of it. It was, they were on top of the league for fucking 1 week, weren't they?
And yeah, early doors there was, wasn't
it? Yeah, and then it just went downhill. But they're all fucking gutted now. They thought Sancho was the saviour and then it's just gone back to it again. Because we've... Marcus Rashford's fucking tweet the other week and then... I don't even know what he tweeted, but then Sancho put freedom.
Yeah.
And then there was all the Chelsea fans like, fucking, what are you bothered about your mate for? Fucking, you ain't even doing anything here, you dickhead, and whatever. And it's just so fucking
just
funny.
Goes to show, and it, like, you can overhype. Don't get me wrong, they're both talented players, but you can, the players can get overhyped, and you give them such a, like, ridiculous contract that it would go, I'm not saying it would go to my head, but certain people act different, don't they? If you give someone 300 grand a week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's why it should, again, I don't know if we have said this before, but it should go to, like, in the contracts, that it's, like, you get this money if you perform, if you hit your targets.
Like, yeah.
So if they were getting paid per year instead of per week, or even per month, so, like, you know, if they're on 200 grand a week, it's, you'll earn that 200 grand, so 800 or a million a month, you'll learn that if you hit these targets, if you played X amount of minutes, you fucking, you know,
you
done
just
whatever
hit certain criteria,
and that. So if you've hit those stats, then you're going to get that million a month.
Or would have running stats put in. So you've got to run so far and sprint so much, you know, like the match where it's got your average running.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want to see, really.
Mm.
It's like the crossing one, though, just fucking crossing to the side. We wouldn't let you cross it from your own box.
Well, yeah. So that's why it would have to be fucking stat base where you've created, not necessarily assisted, but
you're doing
you've created
for
a
it,
chance.
For, yeah.
So literally performance based contracts. Because again, there's still the talks of fucking people wanting Pogba back at United. But it's not worked any of the other times.
No.
It didn't work at fucking Juventus when he went back there as well. And then he still can't come back until after the international break. Then he hasn't played for fucking nearly 2 years, so he'd have to train. And the Premier League's too fast for him. He was injured most of the time he was at United with his second stint. Injured back in the fucking Italian league again. And look, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
And he would want good money to come back. It's not like he'd accept 30 grand pay per play kind of contract. He'd want big money. So he'd have to go to the likes of a Saudi team and that. But again, that's not going to be this season because they've already got their rotor of fucking foreign players. And then is a club going to give the, put a punt on him and expect him to fucking be able to perform and stay fit? I don't think anyone would want to touch him these days now. It's mad. The amount of people that I see giving praise and like on his day, this and that, how many days did he have though?
Yeah.
Like, it just, loads of players, you know, Jared Bowen on his day looks like a fucking world class player, but you're never going to class him as that. He's a fantastic player, but they're not going to order. So, why have done it with fucking Paul Pogba? I mean, even like overhyped for France as well, I thought.
Mm.
Like, if it weren't for fucking Konate and some of the players around you, he wouldn't be fucking holding a fucking World Cup medal, would he? It's just ridiculous. But, you know, fair play to him. He was another player that built his name, built a brand and all that. And, you know, it's, yeah, he done well out of it. Not well enough to not get a ban and fucking stay fit and that. But, you know, that's what happens. That's what we say. Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
You got to keep it real. Fucking don't do those fucking. Again, I don't know how they can fucking have that mistake in them to have whatever substance. Well, surely your team around you know what illegal substances are. And then, well, the tests are done all the time, randomly and that as well, ain't it? So if there's something in it, a supplement of sorts, that's going to stay in your system for longer than fucking a couple of hours, don't even fucking risk taking it. Well, it's just fucking... But, you know, surely he should have learned his lesson by now, but we'll see. But yeah, James, thanks for that, mate. Fucking, yeah, just roll on next season. Champions League, do you think they'll have it? Liverpool?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think now is the best opportunity to, because Prem's in the bag.
Yeah, they can go full back four.
Yeah. So
I don't know, but people turn up, don't they? Like Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. They turn up, don't they, at these kind of stages.
Yeah, I feel like they've got an easier side of the draw as well. Because is it PSV they've got in the next round?
I can't remember who they've got now in terms of Champions League.
I feel like they've got an easy game on the next round anyway. And then with the potential future games, they've got an easier run. I think it's Arsenal that have got a hard run.
I don't know, it's hard to end that Champions League because as you said, that is their best chance to do it. They look good for it. They do look good for it.
Yeah, they've got a good opportunity. The Premier League needs the English clubs to carry on, progressing.
Oh, because there's single about a fifth team then can enter them.
Yeah, because it was the same last year as well. So depending on how your country's teams perform, whether you are allowed an extra position. So, yeah, if the English teams carry on progressing through the rounds, because it's not just with the Champions League, it's the Europa and the Conference as well. So potentially there could be six English teams in the Champions League next year. So if it keeps going right, it would automatically be fifth place as a Champions League spot. And then if United or Tottenham was to win the Europa League as well, that would be straight into it. So potentially six. And then I think that leads down to eighth or ninth position that will have... ninth or tenth position that would have European football then as well. So, obviously if it goes that way, then it just goes to show how strong the Premier League is. Potentially having fucking Forest and Bournemouth in the Champions League, it's unforeseen, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you don't expect it, but, you know, it's nice because a lot of teams would struggle against them as well. You know, just hard, old-school football, fucking getting stuck in and that. And these foreign players and foreign leagues and stuff, they just can't handle it. So, that's what, you know, I know they didn't do as good this year anyway, but, you know, when Newcastle are in the Champions League, a lot of the teams struggle against them, don't they?
The fans just bouncing, and
we're not a footballing podcast, but yeah, just love you. FA Cup weekend as well, this weekend as well. No Arsenal, they've got a quiet month now, haven't they? Really, looking no cup tournaments, they're gonna get knocked out of the Champions League. Most people believe anyway, so they're gonna have a quiet March, I think.
I think so,
which is a shame,
yeah.
You never mind, no way. In half an hour already, flying, and we've still got a couple more correspondents to get through.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. New World Order. Have you got any of yourselves for yourself this week?
No, but I kind of gathered that we'd have a few, so I didn't. But
you haven't done your own prep, but is what you're saying. Then. that's fine. We've Where's the first one there? So Jesse's New World Order.
Right.
All vets are free to use like the NHS.
Okay.
So for anyone that is outside of the UK and unsure of how the NHS works, is essentially it's free. So if you have an accident or anything, you go straight to the NHS, A&E, hospital, and you're getting your procedures.
But you are free. Paying for free national insurance.
Yeah. So if I had national insurance, I'd have to pay more to have it covered for a national pet insurance as well.
Right.
Because it is expensive.
Yes. You've got to make sure you have insurance, especially if you have a pet.
Yeah. I still need to follow up on my fucking dog insurance because I've still only had the one fucking lot of money. Keep forgetting to ring them.
But then if it's free, it just gets abused. You know what I mean? So would that system just get abused? Like
there would still need to be, you know, some sort of regulations into it. So, you know, little things. So say like vaccines and that you pay for. But if your dog gets run over,
yeah,
and like the legs need fucking repairing or whatever, then yeah.
Yeah, and you can take it to any vet, not just the one it's registered to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd be good, yeah. So, no, if it's a good idea. Yeah, mate, yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Get that so, in there.
For major things, yeah. But little bits and bobs, you know, yeah. Vaccines, flea treatments, or whatever, little things you do take into, then you just pay the little fees for that.
Yeah.
Because they are extortionate. Fucking. I remember with my old dog. When she needed the eye drops, I can't remember what it's called now, but they tried charging up £30 or something for these eye drops. I got three fucking little tube things for £10. Well, it wasn't even £10, but the sell them at the chemist.
Yeah, you know you pay for it, don't you? Yeah. That's all, yeah.
You know, and then I still need to go to the vets and properly fucking have a chat with them and just say, make sure anything you ever give them in the future, you can't do this one again because it was the boosters and the flea treatments that they give you that was poisoning him, basically. I've just got him some new spray stuff as well because it's not as bad from when I was taking him to the vets. Like, he's calmed down a lot, but he still just has little bits that he's just nibbling at.
Yeah.
So I've got this other spray and it stinks, man. Fucking. Because obviously he's got a thick coat. I have to make sure, I'm pulling all the fur apart, spraying it on, and then rubbing it around that little area. So, wash my hands afterwards. It stinks, man. But, in general, he's a lot better than what he was. So, yeah, we agree with that one. Jess, if you become the new world leader, then we'd vote you for that one. Have you seen any of the Keir Starmer over with Trump at the moment?
Yeah.
Jesus, look. He kept touching him, and you could see Trump as if to say, what the fuck are you doing? Don't keep your hand off it. Oh, God.
Isn't he mad that, he's calling him a fascist and that, 2 years ago, yeah. And now he's touched him, kind of, best pals, you know what I mean? That's where you can't chat shit and then be like that, because you just look like a mug. To be fair, he done all right. I've seen him how he handled some questions from the US reporters. He did all right, to be fair.
Mm.
He did represent really well. So credit's where credit's due on that. But
he's still a knob.
He's still a total twat.
Again, I feel like Trump was just saying it for the sake of it because he was there as if we're friends. Because he's been invited for another state visit from the King and that as well. And you could just see he wasn't even reading it. So fucking... Or he was reading it just thinking, what's this fucking bollocks? I don't fucking care. And then he's like, I've got the signatures on the backlog. And then he passed it to Keir. He's like, do you want to tell him what it says?
Yeah.
So he's obviously not give a fuck about what it is. And then saying that the King's a nice bloke and he's a good friend and whatever.
Well, they are actually pals, they are.
Yeah. But he loves everyone, don't he? I listened to another podcast Mad That, and they've had some interesting characters on, and the last one the other day was the Tiger King.
Oh, is he still in prison?
Yeah, so still in prison. And then Trump is a friend of him, of his, and he's on the list to be pardoned. And then, because he's saying that obviously he supports Trump 100%, and he wants to be on his cabinet as well, because he thinks that he can be a future president of the United States of America. Now, I think that one might be a bit far-fetched. But no. Then again, we wouldn't be surprised. But it was funny because he's using his minutes, like his phone call minutes, accumulated like half an hour. He went over on his time, but he had to keep like saying, "I'll call you back in a minute," because there'd be fucking fights going on in the background and stuff. And because he's a part of a gang, he has to sort it out, whatever. Fucking mad. Got scabies at the moment as well. Because he's in a federal prison, they just don't give a fuck. Like, they just leave him to rot and be ill and stuff. And then he was, like, he was outing him, basically. He was like, you know, like, most places you come in with a little bag, like, with your own sandwiches and stuff. He says, these federal prison guards and that, they come in with, like, a full 100 kilos bag. And it's full of contraband and fucking, like, obviously drugs, drink, whatever. And then they're also stealing stuff from the prisoners and taking it back out with them as well. He's like, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. So, yeah, there was a couple of interesting things that went on that. So if there's anything that, well, if it sounds interesting that any of you lovely listeners want to get onto as well, then it is called Mad That. It's under the Have a Word umbrella with two of the people that work on that podcast. And yeah, they've got some interesting guests on there. One of them, it was the two officers that was on the fucking Narcos case. Fucking what's his name? The drug geezer. He's dead now. Narcos, the program. You know, written around them, what they did and all that.
There's people now just signing, like, and we're just like,
I've listened to the podcast as well. I can't fucking think of his name. But look, Pedro Pascal is one of the officers in the program as well. I've not even watched it. But since listening to that, I want to get on to it. Pablo Escobar.
Thank you, Zach. I wasn't a fan of my mind. Fucking night.
So they actually was on the case, and they wasn't the officers that killed him. It was the local Colombian police that shot him and that in the end.
Yeah.
But it's portrayed in the program as if they actually did it. But it's a good listen. They've had a couple of good guests on there, to be fair, so it's worth a listen. Where is it? Joe's New World Order. Police can be called for dog poo not being picked up, and an actual investigation will be had to hand out fines.
See, when we go for a walk, I do pick his shit up. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, if we're at like a big park and he goes in some bushes and when the shit on leaves, and sometimes you can't see, I am just like, I ain't even going to look for that, because if I might even step into it or other dog shit.
I know what you're saying. Because if you're out in nature, because mine will do it, he'll squeeze himself into a bush.
Inside.
I'm like, why? What? Like, why are you being a div?
It's the ones on the pavement that really wind me up. I'm just it's like not even on the grass, like in the pavement, and they're the ones that wind me up.
Yeah, because I hate walking on the grass, like when it's dark. So it's still first thing in the morning at the moment, because it's just like a fucking minefield. Yeah. And so, like, if I'm not by one of the street lamps, I'll get my phone out and get the torch on to make sure I'm not standing in anything. Because I feel like it's worse now. Because when we was kids and like on the field playing football and that,
there wasn't much, but I feel like there's a lot more dogs though about that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when stray dogs? Remember stray dogs when we were younger? Yeah. There's no such thing as that no more.
No, I think because they're just, well, not in the UK anyway. I think people just fucking will like call up and they'll get fucking impounded and that. But again, it used to be a thing. I do know one person that still does it, but you just let the dogs out and go for a walk on their own and they'd know where to go and fucking how to be safe and that and come back. I mean, I know I wouldn't be able to do that with my dog. He's a rot donut.
No, it's just not as safe as he was anymore to do anything like that.
But even, I don't know where, I feel like it was in America, a video that I saw the other day. There's a couple in a pet shop and they're talking about getting a dog or whatever. And they had an acquaintance, accomplice. There was a third person and pretended to faint. Okay. And then, they're being all concerned, and the woman's gone over, what's going on? And then the staff were going over, fucking trying to help. And the geezer snuck around the back and he's grabbed two puppies at the fucking, because it's like they're in a big fish tank or something. Yeah. So he's grabbed two puppies, and then the one staff member's like, no, you don't do that, don't do that. He's trying to run out. She's half tackled him. He's dropped both the puppies, so they go flying in the fucking air. And then he manages to get up, grabs fucking both of them again, and then runs off. It's just mad. Because even with COVID and that as well, there was high rates of fucking dog theft going on. People just going into people's back gardens and that and fucking just stealing the dogs. Absolutely mental. I mean, mine wouldn't even need fucking breaking into. We'd just fucking be like, oh, yeah, I'll go with you. I don't know if I told you. Couple of months ago now, just again out walking him, and this geezer was like, he was about to get back into his car, and he was like, wanting to chat to him, mate. And as I've said enough times, I've got my headphones, I don't want to speak to everyone. But yeah, I was like, yeah, you're right, mate. He's like, oh, I know it's weird, but can I ask a favor? That was his mum's house, whatever. And he was like, I've just told him that I've bought a dog, and I'm just winding him up, because I haven't really, but can I just take him up to the window and that and pretend that I've just got him? I was like, yeah, all right. And he handed me his car key and everything. And I was like, yeah, sound. Fucking. So, yeah, just fucking. But obviously, he's handed me the car key. I wouldn't have wanted to do that fucking before. But my dog's just literally, he's got the lead. He's like, oh, yeah, sound. Someone else taking me for a walk now. And he's gone up to the house and he's jumped up at the window because the daughter was in the fucking house. Like, what's going on? And fucking, his tail's wagging. He's like, yeah, new friends for me. Fucking, yeah, sweet.
Loving it.
Yeah, he's an attention whore. But even, yesterday walking him. Yesterday morning walking him. There was this young lady. Because with the path in the park, it's not wide enough to be free. Deep essentially, so when it's like that, because he's weird, he doesn't want to be on the grass most of the time, so I'll let him walk in front of me because he won't walk behind me.
Yeah.
And then so this young lady, he's got a thing for bags as well, so if you're walking past with a bag, he's going to try and sniff it, what's in there for me. So because he's nudged his nose towards her, she's fucking jumped. Oh no, she was literally in the hedge, fucking shitting herself. I was like, you're all right, babe. That he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get why people would think, if I'm letting him lead and he's not got a muzzle on and that, why would I let him lead if he's going to bite you? Why would anyone do that? If he's an aggressive dog, you've got to put a fucking
some people would on though, him. Wouldn't they? That's why.
Yeah, so there was that. I had another woman, literally, again in the park. She saw me. She's come from my left-hand side down the path bit. Saw me. Stopped, done a full U-turn, and in my head I just thought, she's forgot something at home, because the way she just full 180 walk back. But now she's ended up walking up, going along the other bits of houses, so along another path to come back down, just to fully avoid me. Well, the dog, hopefully the dog fucking otherwise. Well, again, I've had this conversation with the missus the other day. I don't know why everyone wants to talk to me. Have I really got one of them faces that people think is a good conversation? It is. I don't help myself because I will talk back. I'm not rude. I'm not ignorant and that. But it's just fucking annoying. I don't want to speak to everyone.
Maybe it's long hair, mate.
When it's tied up and stuff as well. And the headphones are on. And it's the big headphones most of the time. It's not the little earbud ones. The fucking
ones that you can see.
Because that's why I try and wear them more as well, to make it obvious. But even there was one of the geezers house down the road from me. He's standing look at the balcony beat, and I could see he's trying to talk to me, and I could half hear, and I'm like, no, I don't want to make another friend. And the disappointment on his face, I could see like at the corner of my eye, because I'm not conversing. And then another woman yesterday, like, I told my missus, if I would have, because I wanted to ring up 101, because there was fucking, I'm guessing there were fucking like Arabian or something, because he literally, he's walked out of this fucking like flat thing, and he's like, hala, 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 hala. And there was honestly 14 of them, and they've all piled into this fucking people carrier. So it's a 7-seater, and there were, you know, when it's the full door that swings upwards as the boot, they were literally climbing into the back of that. And I wanted to try and get the fucking, the license plate, because it wasn't safe. And God knows what they were doing and where they were going, but it wasn't safe. So I wanted to get the license plate to ring 101. And then I'm having the conversation in my head of how it would sound to the operator on the phone, like, are these Arabians or fucking Albanians or something? And like, how do you know that they're foreign? I'm like, because he come out of the house going, hala, 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 and his hand was in the air and he was full on top of the lungs. And I'm thinking, what the fuck's going on? Well, so, yeah, I was trying not to sound racist to the wife as I was saying that. And then, yeah, just the amount of people talking to me. I don't need it. I just want to walk the dog and just, you know, enjoy. The headphones are on for a reason.
Exactly.
I just want to ignore the world. You know, it's bad enough that I'm fucking trying to avoid all the dog shit everywhere. So, yeah, if it's in the bush where you can't physically walk in yourself, sound, let it be. That's one with nature.
Yeah.
But if it's out on the pavements, there's no need for it. Fucking, again, I don't know if I've moaned about it on the fucking pod before, but fucking, I seen around about 5:30 in the mornings, Golden Lab, the most aggressive Golden Lab. Golden Retriever. Never seen one fucking aggressive, but it always is. And he's off lead, and he's the Chinese geezer. He's always on his phone, cigarette in his hand, so he doesn't see
or
pay attention that I'm fucking around. So I have to say, put your dog on the lead. And it's just so annoying. But I know for a fact he doesn't pick up the dog shit either. And
he doesn't look, does he?
Well, no. Because, again, he'll walk up around like the side of the football cage and the dog will be there. So I know that's what he's doing, letting him fucking go up there. And I have had the one geezer before. Like, he's fucking, because that was in the path and I'm walking on the grass with Mike. And I was like, do you need a bag, mate? Because he's gone to walk straight off. He was like, what? I says, do you need a bag to pick that fucking shit up? I said, I'll give you one if you need some, mate. Fucking, oh no, I got one. He says, we'll pick it up then. And I've stood there waiting for it, man. Fucking people I hate a lot of people. I'm fucking, but this is why I'm such a wind up. Like I said about the neighbour a couple of doors down. They've started parking across the drive again. Like, not my drive, but next door drive. They've started doing that again. And I'm gonna have to fucking, even though it's not my house, I'm gonna have to do something. Because it's just people taking liberties, just cheeky bastards, no need for it, man. So, yeah, just like I know I am a nice guy, but I just too many people are dickheads. So apologies if any of you people are dickheads, James. So, you know, just don't be offended by what we say and what we do. It's all fun, it's all banter at the end of the day. I don't know how you'd be able to investigate though, unless when the dogs get chipped, they have like a DNA sample. You know, you can't get a paw print, but it'd have to be like, DNA, like a blood test or something. So then when that, like if you've stepped in the dog shit, you take that to the police station or you take the sample of it, and then they can go on, like what they would do with fingerprints, go onto the system, like cross DNA tests and whatever. It seems like a lot of
find up to find out the culprit.
But to be fair, like, if they could get a system of how to like do it, I would agree with that, yeah. To be fair, because it is annoying.
It is really annoying.
You know, because I hate the fact that I have to walk with my head down most of the time, making sure I'm not standing in shit. But even though I want to ignore the outside world, I still like to look up at the clouds. You know, I saw one the other week, looked like a turtle in the sky. No, a fucking turtle swimming through the sky. Sick. But yeah, dog poo, man. I mean, cat shit all over the place as well. Them little bastards do it on purpose, though.
Yeah.
Like, they'll fucking come into your garden, do it in your garden. And like, I know you live next door. Why are you coming in mine? Why are you coming in my garden? Fucking little shit, man. Cats. Oh, why do people have cats? Shit. So, we have still got plenty of correspondence. We have rattled on. And we're at the deadline.
Okay.
And it's Friday. We've got stuff to do.
Well, if we promised everyone that we...
in majority, we have done the correspondence this week.
But we'll try to get the remaining back up so we're
It's mainly the hey, what's wrong with yous.
Maybe we should just have like a marathon of this, sort of like, hey, and then just whack them off. This person said this. Bam. This person said that. Bam.
I think we'll do that next week. We've got confessions as well. We still haven't read the one out from the other week.
Too much content, mate. That's the problem.
I think too much content. Too much not content. Enough time.
Too much words.
I know. I think we're probably going to have to, like, you know, start upping it to 2-hour podcasts or something at this rate. But then again, you know, if we was making money out of this, we'd have a Patreon and we'd do an extra section on that, and that'd be all the extra content as well, wouldn't it? But you know, unfortunately, we don't earn money yet. Anyway,
so
we always appreciate. Keep sending them in. We'll get on to them.
Yeah, apologies if you have emailed or messaged and we haven't obviously got rounds. We will, just bear with us.
Yeah, we'll try and get straight onto them again next week.
Straight onto it.
You know, I mean, we haven't even touched on to the Epstein files about to be released. You know, two celebrities, Buffy the Vampire Slayer's sister, Scotty doesn't know, actress.
Don't tell Scotty.
He's gutted now, isn't he? She's passed, Gene Hackman, and his wife. I'm wondering if there's a third one, because it comes in threes. You know, is it because they were on the list? Have you seen a picture of Gene Hackman recently as well?
I didn't know. I didn't think he was real when obviously it come up, because he looked totally different, looked really frail and old.
Yeah, he was unrecognisable. Yeah. OG Lex Luthor, he was, wasn't he? The Christopher Reeves, I was going to say Batman then, but it was fucking Superman.
I'm Batman.
Fucking. We will finish in a minute. Have you watched any of the Batman animated series on Amazon?
No.
So I've not properly watched any of it. I've just, it was when, I don't know, whatever was playing up the other week, I put it on to go to sleep. So, but the wife was watching it while I was trying to go to sleep. The Penguin's a woman in it. On her. It's just fucking. Commissioner Gordon's back as well.
Well, I did eye roll then for the people that did hear. I'm not surprised. Just the way it is, and you just got to tick a lot of stuff, and you got to tick this now.
I need to properly see what the difference is.
We need a female transgender person on this show, because this is a bit too white for me.
Female, I'd agree with. We don't need any. We don't need any more hormones than that.
Too much. It's too. I can feel your whiteness, mate.
Mate, I'm fussing your black dog as we speak at the moment. Fucking alpha.
Alpha, yeah.
Little black elf.
Yeah.
I mean, it's partially white.
Yeah.
White hairs.
His chest.
Yeah. Best of both. So as always, appreciate it. We'll love yous and leave yous, and we'll be back on it next week. Yeah, we definitely will. We've got enough time at the moment to do it. I think the only potential gap that we might have is the week of my birthday while I'm away. We should be able to do the record on the Friday, but because I'm going away Saturday to Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, so the following one. Yeah.
So if we have enough time, we'll do a back-to-back one then to split it out for the two. If not, I'll try and get something out on my own while I'm walking the dog or something. Little walking with JD episode, maybe.
Walking with JD.
Yeah, walking with JD and Shearer.
Got my earphones on now. Wait, some dog shit.
Don't
do, you
wanna, that one.
Do you want a bag?
Just... I love you. I love being a fucking wild up to people, man. But some of them need it. You know, they need to be put in the place. You know. So, yeah, we'll...
yeah, on that note, yeah.
We'll see you next week. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's waiting, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.